Elizabeth Jean Wanna Maker Paradovich was born on July 4, 1911, in Petersburg, Alaska. She was a member of the Lekoksti clan in the Raven Moiety of the Tlingit Nation. She grew up in Petersburg and Ketchikan. She attended Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka and then Western College of Education, now known as Western Washington University, in Bellingham, Washington. On December 15, 1931, Elizabeth married Roy Paradovich. Roy was also Tlingit. They lived in Kluwak, where Roy was elected to 4 terms as mayor. In 1941, they moved to Juneau, hoping to find more opportunities. What they found was extreme discrimination against Natives. They found it difficult to find housing, and they were surrounded by signs banning Natives' entry to public facilities. It was common to see signs that read, "No dogs or Natives allowed." They were horrified by the discrimination that the whites were showing to the Native people. Roy continued to participate in territorial government while in Juneau. Both Elizabeth and Roy were very active members of Native groups. Roy was the grand president of the Alaska Native Brotherhood for many years, as was Elizabeth for the Alaska Native Sisterhood. In these roles, they petitioned the territorial governor, Ernest Gruning, to ban the No Natives Allowed signs at public accommodations in Juneau and elsewhere. In 1945, Governor Gruning, Congressional Representative Anthony J. Diamond, and Mayor Edward Anderson of Nome helped introduce legislation for equal rights of Native people. The anti-discrimination bill passed quickly through the House in a vote of 19-5. It was not until it reached the Senate that opposition arose. Senator Alan Chetuck began by stating the races should be kept farther apart. Who are these people, barely out of slavery, who want to associate us whites with 5,000 years of recorded civilization behind us? Senator Frank Whaley did not want to sit next to an Eskimo in a theater because they smelled. Senator Collins spoke in opposition as well, saying the Eskimos are proud of their origins and are aware that harm comes to them from mixing with whites. It is the mixed, who is not accepted by either race, that causes the trouble. I believe in racial pride, and I do not think this bill will do other than arouse bitterness.
As the discussion became more and more heated, Elizabeth Paradovich held her composure and listened to the opposition. Roy Paradovich, as an A&B grand president, was invited to speak his views of the bill, as Senator Walker stated, "Only Indians can know how it feels to be discriminated against." Roy responded by saying, "Either you are for discrimination or you are against it accordingly as you vote in this bill." Following Roy's testimony, anyone present was given the opportunity to speak. Elizabeth calmly rose and gave testimony to the mostly white and predominantly male legislators. She spoke, "I would have not expected that I, who am barely out of savagery, would have reminded gentlemen with 5,000 years of recorded civilization behind them of our bills of rights." She continued to give a well-worded, intense idea of the discrimination that the Native people endured daily. She told the assembly that the finest of our race has been forced to associate with white trash. A silence set in over the crowded hall. Her rebuttal to Senator Chetuck's question to her, if she thought the proposed bill would eliminate discrimination, was, "So laws against larceny and even murder prevent these crimes? No law will eliminate crimes, but at least you legislators can assert to the world that you recognize the evil of the present situation and speak your intent to help us overcome discrimination." When she finished, an arousing applause came from the crowd and the Senate. On February 8, 1945, the Senate passed the Anti-Discrimination Bill, 11-5. Elizabeth began a new era in Alaska racial relations. The bill was signed into law by Governor Gruning nearly 20 years before the U.S. Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Elizabeth passed away December 1, 1958. In February of 1998, the Alaska legislature established February 16th, a day in 1945 on which the Anti-Discrimination Act was signed, as Elizabeth Paradovich Day, in order to honor her contributions for her courageous, unceasing efforts to eliminate discrimination and bring about equal rights in Alaska. Recognized by the United States Native American Dollar Program, Elizabeth Paradovich will be commemorated on dollar coins to be issued the year of 2020. Another person who should be recognized and given credit for the human rights movement in Petersburg was Amy Hollingstad. Amy Booth Hollingstad was born in Haines, Alaska. She was Tlingit of the Eagle Moiety. After attending Sheldon Jackson College, she moved to Petersburg, Alaska. During the 1920s, she married Caspar Hollingstad Sr., and later they raised 6 children together. When her children began attending school in the early 1930s, Amy was angry that the Native children in Petersburg were forced to attend a segregated school. Since Alaska Natives had to pay taxes that went towards the public school system, Amy was able to force the closure of the Native school in Petersburg, and soon Native children were able to attend the first public school in Petersburg. Amy's son, Caspar Hollingstad Jr., was the first Alaska Native student in the Petersburg Public School.
It was at this time that Amy became very active in Alaska Native Sisterhood, Petersburg Camp 16. She served as a grand president from 1947 to 49 and from 1953 to 56. She is remembered by many of her quick wit and humor that she used to make her point. Her jokes are legendary and often retold by family and friends. Amy made it a practice to forcibly remove signs from businesses that contained discrimination language, such as "No Natives Allowed." She also organized many boycotts against businesses that discriminated against Natives and preferred to hire non-Natives. She enforced a boycott of the Petersburg Movie Theater, which had segregated seating. The boycott continued until the segregated seating was eliminated. Amy corresponded with and met with state politicians many times. Along with Elizabeth Pradovich, they both worked toward ensuring human rights were guaranteed to Alaska Natives. She was an advocate for Native rights until her death at age 72 in 1973.